Project. Real world.
Project.
Real world.
Real.
Real.
Hey, everybody. It's Pad, and I'm Project. You're listening to Project Real World on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's comedy and sketches, and from all over the America, United States. Okay,
United States.
Project Real World is a comedy show, sketches. We feature from all over America, the USA. We got it all, and it's a great American comedy show.
It's the great.
It's
the great.
And I'm your host, Pad, and I play video games professionally, but I am doing the radio.
You're a DJ.
I'm a
podcast host.
Well, I'm going to say Mike is trying to make me be more outgoing, more social, and doing this podcast was a part of that. And
I'm a professional socializer. I'm really good with people, basically. I help Pat out to become better with people, okay?
And I thought that I did better.
You did okay. You can do better every time. Last time was okay. This time's going to be okayer.
Well, on this show, the first clip, Mike, like I said, he's my social coach, and a couple weeks ago we played clips from me going to video game.
Oh, yeah, okay. Who cares about that crap? Okay, that's over. That's in the past.
Clubbing. We're showing you. Cut him off. Excuse me? Mike, why did you cut him off?
Jim, you know who's running the show
today?
He was
doing fine.
He's doing great. I love the guy. But listen, he's not talking about what's happening right now in the present times, okay? He's talking about the past. That's history. He's talking about what's alive today. We're showing you a great clip. It's a great...
That's Jim.
Jim's our producer. We hired him, you know, no charge.
Why do you always embarrass me?
We don't have to do any work to embarrass you.
Do you think we'll be able to get the sirens?
We get the clips set up.
I'm sorry about that. They're doing some construction on the studio below us. They got the windows
open. Yeah, you know, sorry is something that sorrowful people say.
We don't have
our
soundproofing.
You ever heard the phrase, sorry is for the sorrowful?
Should we just play the clip of me going into the...
Yeah, so we go to the doctor's office. Pad.
Well, Mike...
Well, you'll hear about it.
Okay, so we're here in the waiting room at the doctor's office. Pad is sweating profusely. He hasn't seen a doctor since 1998. There's got to be something wrong with him, okay? There's got to be some diseases in that man. And we're going to find out. Right, Pad?
I mean, yeah, you know, I feel pretty healthy, so I don't think that there's going to be anything... Mm. You know, there's...
Yeah, yeah.
I feel healthy, so I'm not sure if I really need
Okay. I see what you're doing, Pat. Mind over matters. Listen, I do it all the time. I must be rubbing off on you, Pat.
I just actually feel fine, you know. I have my feed logs, and that gives me all the...
Please don't talk about the feed log. I don't want to hear about the feed log.
Pat? I'm looking for Pat. Pat! Is there a Pat here?
Pat, you tell her... Tell her say present!
Sir, are you Pad?
No, do I look like Pad?
I'm this present Pad. I'm Pad.
Okay, if you would follow me, please.
Okay.
Okay. Who are you, sir?
Don't worry about me, okay? I'm just here to observe.
Are you a relative?
Well, not exactly.
Are you related to Pad in any way?
Not exactly.
So I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Well...
You can't have it here, Pad.
It's up to Pat, I think.
He's my social coach, and it's fine. He can come in.
Well, all right. The doctor will be with you shortly.
Okay, Pat, aim in now. Excuse me?
I mean, I'm just, you know, I haven't been to the doctor, so I...
Pat, the doc is coming, and he's going to go over everything with you. Your mind, your heart, your body, Pat. Everything. He's like, well, he's kind of like me. He's like a social coach, but he's for your health. He's a health coach.
Okay, I mean, I didn't know he was going to, so he's going to ask me.
Well, he'll put some needles in you first, and he's going to ask you how that feels.
Okay, well.
He's going to slam on your knee, and he's going to ask you how that is, how that feels.
Okay.
He's going to maybe take your pants down. Give you a touch or two. And you know what your job is, Pat? You're going to sit back and to relax, and you're going to tell him what you like and what you'll be honest about. You got to be honest about it because you think you're going to be dishonest to a doctor. That's a bad mistake.
Mom. I mean, you said I had to come to the doctor's. I'm trying to be more social. I'm
trying to be more social, Pat.
May I come in?
All right, hold on a minute, buddy. Pat, Dogger's knocking. This is your biggest moment. What's your response?
I'm coming to the door.
That won't be necessary. I've got it. Hello, Pat. I'm Dr. Rivington. Wait, which one of you is Pad?
Oh, that's,
that's that guy.
And who are you?
Who are you talking to?
You, sir. Who are you?
Me, Mike Legg. Me? I'm Mike.
Okay, are you family, or...
He's,
For the moment, no.
He's my social coach, so...
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave then, unless...
I'm just here to observe. Doctor, I'm a social professional. You're a health professional. So we're going to go eye to eye on
Pad, is this okay with you that he stays?
Yeah, he's my social coach.
You're sure?
Well, Mike said I should come. I mean, so it's for a social to be, you know, out. It's like a test, but...
A test.
There's nothing wrong with him.
But
okay,
I mostly do
a social test.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with him.
He's just gonna observe.
Okay, as long as it's okay by you, let's get started. I'm gonna run a blood pressure test first. I'm gonna check your eyes, that your pulse. Good. Do the rounds, I guess you could say. I would like to do some blood work, but I wanna wait to see what this initial round.
That's normal, and
100% normal.
Okay, and no needles.
No, not today. Not today.
Okay, Doc. Just between me and you, I told Pat he was gonna get some needles today, and this is kind of the thing that he's been looking for. And you tell Pat he's gonna get something, and if he doesn't get it, it's a big problem for him socially. So, can you just put some needles in the man?
Could I have my clipboard back, please? Thank you. That's certainly a well-informed medical opinion, sir, and I'll take it into consideration. Okay, Pad, what brings you here today, other than a general checkup? Do you have any aches or pains? Is there anything bothering you?
I thought, you know, there's a checkup. That's what you check up, is if I have...
Well, if nothing comes to mind, then that's a good start.
Well, I feel healthy, but Mike... allergies, I guess aches, well, I play video games professionally, and,
professional video gamer. Pat, are you drinking enough water, and are you getting enough sleep?
Okay, alright, come on.
You're just get enough sleep, because I feel like, ideally, I would get less sleep than I do. I get maybe 1 to 2 every... couple of nights.
1 to 2 hours every night? Is that consistent?
Yeah. So, I do take naps. Right. Okay. My eyes are open, but exactly. I'm definitely napping. Because I have to stay on a German sleep schedule. But then
sleep schedule. Right,
well, tell me about it.
The game I play is a German game.
Is there anything else, Pat?
Pat, you don't have to say anything you don't want to say.
I don't, but...
Mike, you handle the social aspect, I'll handle the health aspect. How about that? We're a team, you and I, okay?
So the other
thing... Let's get Pat healthy here.
All right. As long as we're a team...
Let me ask you, how is your diet? What are you eating?
Whoa, hold on. 1 second. Doc, between me and you, this is not your concern, okay? His eating, that's all me. That's a social thing, okay? His eating stuff...
Good Mike, man. I want the same thing as you. Day. No, I want the same thing as you, Mike. I can't get Pad up to 100% unless we work together on this, okay?
I don't like the sound of that one.
Pad, what are you eating a day? Give me a snapshot, one day in your life.
Well, I subscribe to Feedlog, and it has all the nutrients I need, so...
Pad, the Feedlog, it is very, very bad for you.
I did the research, and it has all the nutrients. And
yes, Pat, what I'm telling you is essentially the Feedlog is very high in sodium content. It is very bad for you, Pad, and it sounds like with your sedentary lifestyle, this is like really the worst thing that you could be eating.
Worst.
Well, look,
and you cannot believe the research. As your doctor, I am telling you that
I can believe the research.
I mean, I did.
Pad, I'm writing you a script. Okay, go to the grocery store and get the following: fruits, vegetables, grains, meat, or fish.
That's where you're wrong. Bad.
I turned my kitchen into a GPU farm for mining bitcoins.
Oh God, what is he talking about?
Because it's a much better use.
You don't
space.
Have a kitchen, Pad.
Well, I have a kitchen like area, but I got rid of.
You need to do something for me, Pad.
Well, it's not gonna do it for you. It's gonna do it for him.
You need to go to Home Depot. Okay, you need to buy a range, a stove, a microwave. Pad, you need to start making your own food. The feed log, you're going to kill yourself if you keep doing that. You're going to have a heart attack in 10 years.
Okay. Can you not say things like that to him? Do you have any idea what that?
Okay. Mike, I have a very good idea. You're in my office, and when it comes to health, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know
if Pad continues to eat the feed log. Remember, we agree on the feed log, Mike. Feed log bad, right? Mike, do we agree?
We agree in different ways.
Mike, it's not something. For me. Yep. It's for Pad.
Okay.
Right? It's not for me. It's for Pad.
All right. You know what? I agree with you. I agree with you actually 100%, but on that one sentence. But that's it.
All right, Pad. Try to get 8 hours of sleep a night.
I mean,
all right.
That's, now, I know that's a big jump from 1 to 2, it's but you have to try, Pat.
It's not going to happen. Though.
I mean, I feel like, I can try it maybe, you know, once every...
Just try. If you do nothing else, stop eating the feed log.
I can try to do those.
Okay, we're going to a grocery store tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
Pad, I'll see you in 6 months, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's get the hell out of here, Pat. Hey, thanks, Doc. See you sometime. Turn that crap off, Pat, okay? I think we got it.
So that was when I went to the doctor, and, it's hard to... It's hard to
sit still at those places, am I right? I mean, like, you're sitting there, you're reading magazines, and the doctor comes over, and he smacks you on the knee, and he says, well, how's that feel? And he sticks you full of needles, and he says, how's that feel? I mean, I can't do it. I don't know how you did it, Pat. I haven't been to a doctor since 2003.
And I'm sorry for interrupting you guys earlier. I want to apologize. Wow.
That's great. I totally accept your apology.
Well,
that's a little late, you know.
Actually, I wanted to apologize more to Pat.
Can't take your butt. I've accepted it.
Oh, why?
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Pat.
You rude, though.
I think you were doing, you know, you were.
I mean, don't
doing
need to,
well, and
it's fine. That, you know, Mike and I can maybe talk about it, but it's not something we need to, because you know we're doing the show. So I,
Pat, this is not how you negotiate. You got to be more assertive. You got to say no. You're wrong. Here's why, and then you explain how he's an idiot. It's a negotiation principles.
He was apologizing, and I didn't know that it was necessary and also appropriate for the show. I mean, we're trying to do a comedy show, so I just...
Okay.
I mean, we played a clip of me going to the doctor's office. I don't know that that's even funny.
Well, we do have that clip from the clam... What were they called again?
Clams. The clam court, I think. Yeah, I mean, we got like a million other things that are coming in, but might as well put that
on. It's pretty crazy, guys.
Yeah, the guys at Phil and Jess over down in the South Pacific Range of America, and they're really funny guys. It's just two guys, and they got two other guys in the group, and maybe a couple other guys, too. I think, I don't remember their names, maybe Rachel and Jessica, and they're really great pals of mine.
Okay, so what is...
Oh, what is it?
What is it?
Oh, yes, but that's the Pluto Boys. It's great. They wrote this great thing, it's a great sketch out. It's called Pluto Boys. It's just two guys that are just trying to make it in the world.
Yeah, that's all it
says. They live in Queens. They're Pluto miners. Basically, they go to people's basements and they dig out some plutonium.
The Pluto Boys.
Yeah, it's Pluto Boys.
We heard you got a deposit of plutonium, and we're wondering if we can dig around in your basement. Hello?
I guess they're not home, Ralphie.
I don't think they're here, Johnny.
Yeah, probably not home.
All right, let's go in.
All right.
Yeah, sure is dark in here.
What?
Be quiet!
What? I can't hear a word.
Shut up!
Ow! Hey, my beats!
You're gonna get us killed! Wait, did you say beats? When'd you get Beats? You don't have Beats.
Yes, I do. I got them at drdre.org/beats.com/.
Oh, yeah?
I'm doing a deal this week.
Well, what's the deal?
3% off InvisiBeats by Dre. They're transparent. They got great bass, too. And treble.
Those InvisiBeats, but that's not a great deal, Johnny. Now listen, you take this DeWalt 36-inch crowbar I got at the Home Depot for $9.96. Bust open that door right there. Bust open that door with a bargain. See what it feels like.
A DeWalt 36 for $9.96?
Oh, just wait until you open that door. You're going to feel the satisfaction of
feel the
bargain.
Deal. Ralphie, that is... I mean, I know you're the deal master, but that is
Kid
a great deal.
He knows deals. Open the door. Open the door.
All right. Whatever you say, Ralphie.
Johnny, you got your mask on.
Yeah, hold on. I just got to plug it in.
Plug it in? Jesus, Johnny.
What? Ralphie, I got a great deal on this. I mean, you're not
going to... What have I told you about? Oh, great.
well. Isn't this a treat?
No,
the Pluto
it's
boys.
Not.
More like a trick.
Jeez, Kip. Prince Pluto himself has graced us with his annoying
in the
presence.
Flesh.
What a gross way of introducing yourself.
Say, Johnny, that's not a corded smell tell you got there, is it?
Well,
that's cute.
I mean, it's a 6 foot. Model. The cord stretches more than that, though.
I have to be honest. I haven't seen one of those in a while. Thought they were discontinued or recalled or something, but
absolutely,
you know,
not.
It's perfect for you, Johnny. It's a perfect fit.
Oh well, thanks. I'm telling you, I got a great deal on this
I'm
thing.
Sure,
it was amazing.
I'm sure.
Oh, you got a deal.
Listen, I'm so glad you guys are both here. Listen to hear this. On Amazon.com, it said it was $44, right? So that's the first site I went to. So then the second site I went to, Newegg.com, it was $20. It's a great deal, Ralphie. You can't deny it. Kip, can you deny that? It's a good deal.
No. That's no deal. Let me tell you about a deal. I got my wireless smell trail mask with night vision for $34.99.
No way.
Excuse me. $34.99.
That's great.
I got the receipt.
Could you guys argue about your little
receipt?
Could you guys argue about your little toys somewhere else? You know, some of us take this job seriously.
Yeah,
we're trying
up,
to find the
Kip,
plutonium
just
here.
Shut up. Shut your face with that. God, I'm tired of you.
I know you guys are hobbyists. You're just starting out, so you've got these really low-end gear.
We're
but
the Pluto boys. What do you mean we're hobbyists?
Low-end gear? You call
here's
my
a,
gear
here's
low-end?
A tip. Here's a tip for you guys.
You don't know how to spend money on deals like me.
Oh. The Smell Master 69 I'm wearing right now can detect plutonium from up to 100 yards, and I got it for the introductory price of $69.69.
Oh, I bet you did, Kip.
Not a deal.
Never been on sale for that price ever again since then. Unless you've got a Smellmaster 69, you're not going to find much plutonium. I'm sorry. It's just...
Hey, don't tell me how I'm going to find my plutonium,
okay,
all right?
Okay.
I know what
well,
I'm doing.
Do
Johnny it. Knows what he's doing. We got,
do.
We got deals.
Wait, hold on. Are you guys? Do you guys smell that? Oh no! The,
I don't smell
anything.
What are you talking about? We're changing
tell.
The subject. We're talking about deals. You're
Kip's
trying to change the subject.
The smell tell will never pick something like this up. It's hold on. It seems to be some sort of shampoo.
Yeah.
It's still matching. Hold on. It'll take a minute. So
I know what he's
what, can you
about.
Program satellites in space with
no,
that
no,
thing, Kip?
Ralphie, he's got a point here. I'll tell you right now what he's smelling. It's my Prelnushine.
Oh, God.
Oh, what do you mean, oh, God? Okay, I got a whole pallet of the stuff last Tuesday. It's a great deal. It's great shampoo. It's been my, it's my grandpa's
Johnny,
favorite shampoo. So, you know, it's kind
on.
Of family.
It's just not a quality product. They are not making shampoo for the men of today. I'm a man of today, and that's yesterday. You should try Pert Plus. That's what I like. It looks good in the shower, too. That's what I'm wearing. It's a 3-in-1 shampoo, conditioner, hair gel.
All right, shut up.
And it smells
I've
like...
I got a match.
Like
I want to hear about
I think
this.
You really
no,
like it.
You got 3-in-1? How do you get the hair gel in there?
Uh-huh.
What does that even mean?
Listen to me.
I know.
It's Herbal Essences Back to Basics.
No, he's talking
and
about Pert Plus, you idiot.
That's a quality brand. I'm guessing it's not coming from either of you. I know you're a Prel man, and you're Pert plus. That's,
yeah, no.
Pearl Newshine.
You can stop with the underhanded insults.
Kid. I'll give you a great deal. I've got a whole palette of it. I'll give
I actually
you four
only
bottles.
Use homemade shampoo, so I know it's not coming from me.
How do you make shampoo at home? That's
according
disgusting.
To the smell
homemade?
Master. The,
you weren't
the,
even made in a home.
It's 50 yards away, so and it's coming closer. So I'm guessing it's whoever
it's probably
owns
smelling some
this
sticky
house.
Dog or something.
Johnny, and it's probably time to leave.
Johnny's
so,
making this up.
He's smelling
he's just
some stinker
to
dog down the hall.
It's
or
definitely
something.
Herbal Essences back to back to basics shampoo
for dogs
yeah.
and cats.
Why should I believe you?
You don't have to believe me, but look, I'm firing.
Hello? Oh, somebody down there?
Oh, shit!
What did I tell you?
Shut up, Kip.
All right, well, time
Johnny.
To fire up Escaper.
Oh, let's come out of the shower.
Johnny,
it's a new app. There. It searches the Department of Buildings database to find the closest, most discreet egress from any building in the city.
I can hear all this talking.
I'm guessing you guys don't have it yet. It's in the beta.
Kip, how are egrets
going
to help us out of this situation?
No,
I don't see any egrets.
Exit in your parlance.
You're making things. Shut up. You're making things up. You don't.
I'm not making it up, and I will.
A flying eagle's
going to
come in here.
Forget about this. We got to get out of here. Forget about it. Shit.
I heard that. I'm hearing everybody. How many people are down there? Okay. I want names. First, middle, last. Maidens. Okay. I got a knife. Listen to my right hand, I'm coming down there.
Johnny, don't say anything. Don't say anything.
I'm not gonna say a word, Ralphie.
Maybe he'll
speak. Got a knife, guys. It's a big one. It's used for hunting first and second. You're about to find out.
Well, what kind of knife you got?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's a Spyder Cardelica 4 folding knife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Titanium blade, lightweight, really fits in the hand, ergonomically speaking. Torx hardware, extremely sharp. Way too good of a bargain. You idiots would never catch a bargain this good and convert on the deal.
Hey. We know a thing or two about bargains down here, so if you don't mind me asking, what'd you pay for it?
Buck 50. Shit.
No effing way. I don't buy it. Crazy. No. That's a good... Johnny, that's a quality knife. I mean, it's great in the field. You can really do some fillet with that. I mean, you could do a lot of damage with that thing, but there is no way you got it for a buck. I don't believe that. No.
You want to see the receipt?
No, that's okay. No, you just stay up there. You know, I believe you. You got
to. I want to show you this deal. I've got a receipt. There's a couple other things on there.
The ergonomic,
some,
too, is great.
Stuff. You don't need to worry about that. But the main thing is that this knife is $150. Come down.
Ralphie, this is ridiculous. He's got to be lying. I mean, there's no way he got that deal.
Shut up. I'm trying to think.
I can figure it out.
Get out of here.
Got my knife, fellas. I'm down on step four. It's about 14
steps. Is there a window over there?
In this case.
I think I see a light coming from that corner.
Ralphie, look. I got this app the other day, okay? You just type in a name of a product, right? And it just shoots you back out the price. It's crazy.
You're just using Google.
Okay, but anyways, it says the spider cost $150.
$150?
Yeah, he said $150. You can't even get a newspaper for that price these days. Well, 2016.
Why'd he lie to us, Johnny?
I don't know why he lays it up crampy.
You guys aren't going to be whispering too much longer because I know how to use this knife that I bought at Cabela's for $1.50. Okay, got the owner's manual right here on my left hand. I'm reading it right now. You know, it's really dark down here. I don't know why you guys didn't turn on the lights. Not like, you know, it's really hard to read.
Johnny, we got to get the fuck out of here. We're going to die. This guy's going to kill us with this knife.
Oh, no, there's no way out. We're going to die.
Want to die when I can't see where I'm dying?
Damn it. Why didn't you guys turn on the lights? What kind of burglars don't turn on the lights? You gotta see what you're doing, right? Oh, I can't see what I'm doing either. Why didn't turn down the lights myself? Oh, God! Ow! Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Guys, I just, the knife just fell down the stairs and my... Knife's in my, you know, I was talking about that knife before. It's all the way inside. It's in my heart. Surprising how many words I can get out still, though. I guess, you know, it's the lungs mainly that get Didn't hit my lungs.
Yeah. Nice try, buddy. I'm not coming over there. You've got a Spydeco. You didn't stab yourself. You're trying to trick us.
Oh, forget about that stuff right now. Just for now, I'll get the receipt out and I'll we'll do that later. Listen, can one of you guys call an ambulance?
Johnny, put your phone down. Don't.
I can't really see. I mean, you could at least turn the lights on so I can see.
Put your phone away. He's not. He's lying.
I didn't know you had that much blood in your heart, but.
Ralphie, sir?
Shh!
Ma'am!
Shut up!
Well, we've been talking the whole time. Ma'am, are you okay?
It's a guy! What, you see a woman here? Man. What are you talking about?
Man, I'm saying man. Man! Man!
Gosh, maybe he really is. You hear anything?
Let's turn the light.
Turn the light on your phone.
Okay.
All right. The sound was coming from over there, right? So move over. All right. I don't see anything.
I see some feet.
Oh, God. See some feet.
Oh, that leg is broken.
Oh, God. Oh, I don't know,
oh,
Johnny.
My God.
That looks...
That'd be a hell of a ruse, wouldn't it, if he was...
Oh, my God. That looks really... Point.
Jeez, whee!
That looks like a horror movie I saw the other day.
I mean, I've been to hospitals, but that's a lot of blood.
God, look at all that blood.
Talk about surgery.
We got to get out of here, Johnny. This scene has turned really.
Wait.
Bad.
Shine the light. Wait. Shine the light on his chest. Like,
what, you want to see his death
wound
closer?
No. Just hear me out. Shine the light right on his chest. Okay,
what?
See?
What am I looking
at?
What?
Look.
What?
You don't see it? It says Spideyco.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Look at that.
It's not even a Spideyco.
Look at that. My Johnny. Johnny, you were right.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
Ralphie, this is ridiculous. I was so scared, too, that he was going to.
He was up there telling us he got a Spideyco with a titanium blade.
That's not even titanium.
Diamond. It wasn't the snakeskin hilt, but still, $1.50. This guy was feeding us a line.
That knife isn't worth 69 cents.
No, it's not.
It's a piece of crash.
Such a bad deal.
That's not a good way to die, either.
I'm going to die on a good deal.
Yeah.
I already bought my coffin, actually, because I didn't want to get ripped off for it, so I bought it in advance. Did I tell you that? Well, whatever. Let's get out of here. We got to get out of here. There's a dead guy here.
That blew my mind. That deal.
See, Johnny, this is why...
I got to write that down.
This is why you stick with me. You learn things. Okay.
Buddha Boys by the Clam Court.
Okay.
Phil, Jess, Rachel, Jessica,
and
all those guys of our Clam Court down in South Diego.
And you can hear it only on Project Real World.
Project Real World is a podcast radio show on Radio Free Brooklyn, okay? Pat is the host. Mike Legg is the other host. And Jim is our producer. He's a great guy, too.
Thanks.
It's a great show.
Yeah, and...
really proud of this show.
And you can hear it every other Friday evening on 7:30 and
just download it like you download anything else.
You download it and we'll get it in.
Guys, I'm having a really bad day. Just delete that part, Jim, please.
Okay.
I didn't mean to say that accidentally.
Duly noted.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, anyway, that's Project Real World. It's a comedy show, best of sketch and sketches. And
sketch and sketch.
From all over America.
You guys know that's not a word, right?
It's going to be a word.
I mean, it is a word, technically.
Okay.
You can sketch on a car in a game like a Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Exactly. So why wouldn't it be a comedy word, too? Why not? It's a word. You can see, you can use words anywhere.
I'm just saying it's a, it's a video game term, I guess. I don't know.
It's a comedy term.
It might be a skateboarding term. I've never, skateboarded personally, but...
We got sketches, skates, and sketches.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, and it's set every other Friday, so starting now.
Oh, speaking of the every other Friday, I need the. You guys are late on the rental.
Really, not a good time.
No, this is not appropriate to do over the air. So we'll be back in And I hope you enjoyed the show and got some comedy laughs from it. And
yeah, and even if you didn't, come back next week. You'll get laughs, I guarantee it.
Okay, well, that's a Project Real World promise.
Real world.
Project.
Real world.